Hey, Jim. Eric here. How are you?
I'm great, Eric. How are you doing tonight?
Fantastic. I'm excited for this podcast we're doing tonight. For everybody listening, this is Eric Henderson with Jim Sama. And this podcast you're probably listening to, if you are on the website, or if not, you can find more about Jim and Lisa at jimandlisasama.com. And Jim, I think you're probably going to have this podcast on other channels as well for people to listen to, correct?
Yes.
Great. This is actually an exciting topic. I wanted to talk to you again, Jim, because I think if you're listening to this call and you are a traditional business owner, specifically, or someone that may just be feeling the sort of same way of a recent conversation I had. I was talking with somebody, Jim, the other day, who is a traditional business owner. He's been a business owner for about 25 years and has a couple kids. They're going to be both in college soon. And we just got talking about, you know, life and business and entrepreneurship, options and all that stuff. And he just started to go off, really, about how he's not seeing a real good view of his future. And he feels stuck, and he just feels like he's spinning his wheels. And the golden years, as he calls it, that are coming up aren't looking the way he wanted to. And I thought of you a lot, because I know, Jim, your experience, and I know this is what we're really going to talk about. This is going to be part one of multiple parts in this podcast. But we're going to talk about your experience, Jim, as both a successful traditional business owner who may or may not have felt the same way as this gentleman I was talking to, and how you've been able to be really have some agility, if you want to say, in this new economy, and how you're now not only helping yourselves and building your own business, but you're helping a lot of people who have been in this gentleman's position we're going to be talking about tonight, adapt to what maybe you'd like to call Plan B, or other ways of sort of taking control of your own financial destiny and creating your own economy. And so I want your thoughts on what would you have talked to this gentleman about? Because I know your experience, you have a lot more experience in this than I have, that you've been in a couple successful traditional businesses, and now you're doing other things as well. So I'll kind of let you go from there.
Wow. Boy, that really hit home with me, Eric. I have been a traditional business owner all my life. I've never really had a boss. I've always had sort of that entrepreneurial spirit to go against everybody and say, well, I'm going to do this. And in that, in my years of owning businesses, I also found that there are a lot of downfalls as well, owning a traditional business. I never knew that. I was pretty blind to it because my passion for owning versus being an employee was so strong that I was determined to make things work, and I did. I had a very, very successful hair salon, actually. I was on Newbury Street in Boston, and then we opened up another salon that we built to, or I built to 13 employees in one of the suburbs. And it was phenomenal. It was just a great business at the time. This was in the 80s and 90s, actually. I'm dating myself. But, you know, again, your drive to be bigger and better than someone else, and to have that badge of success, and for people to see the success of working so hard and having the fruits of your labor, wasn't all it was cracked up to be. And I didn't really understand that or know that. I'm fast forwarding now until to the future, but didn't really understand it, and tried to do this all myself, and had no clue about leverage and leveraging other people to be successful. But that's later in maybe one of the other chapters. Being a traditional business owner, there are so many of you out there, and as this guy is hitting this wall and understanding that, you know, you just can't do it anymore on just this one income. People don't understand that. They all fail and think, oh my God, this guy's a business owner. He's making it hand over fist. And the truth of the matter is they don't see the employees. They don't see the taxes that are taken out of them, the workman's comp, the insurance, the product cost, the rents, the overhead in general. All they see is their name up in lights and on the door, and they think automatically that they're a success. And I'm here to tell you that in most cases, that's not the case. These men and women who are in business for themselves, they have huge overheads, and they're working 50, 60 hours a week sometimes, just to keep things afloat. So anyway, I think that the misconception is being a traditional business owner is wonderful, but it's there's a lot more to it than people understand. And I think business owners in general listening to this will really understand that. And I'm hoping that employees will take another look at this and look at their boss in a different light, that they have actually provided you with a job. They've provided you with insurance and an income that you probably wouldn't have had if you didn't have them.
Great point. So let me ask you this question, Jim. What do you think, what qualities does it take, or what's the first steps if you're feeling like he, when he was telling me this over coffee recently, and what do you think it takes for somebody, where do you start when you're feeling trapped, you're feeling stuck? What kind of maybe questions do you start asking yourselves? I mean, how do you start to sort of look at your options and realize, you know what, you're never stuck, right? We both know that. But where do I begin in making a change? Slowly, obviously, not upheaving my entire life necessarily, right?
No, and this is something, again, you just don't sell your traditional business and give up, because now what's happened is over the amount of years that you've worked, you may have, become a husband or a wife. You may be a father or a mother. You may have bought that house and bought that car. And truly, somebody said to me not too long ago that we always live 10% above what we can afford. And and boy, I'll tell you, that hit home for me, because I don't care if you're a hundredaire, if that's even such a word, or if you're a millionaire. You generally live beyond your means, just beyond your means. In some cases, when people understand and see that, God, I have kids, I have children now, I've got to think about college, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to make it in this business. That sort of puts them in a different mindset. And what do I do without either going out of business or finding a new career? I'll tell you, my wife and I were in a position that we put our children through college, and it's been a wonderful experience for us. But we needed to think about a plan B as well, being traditional business owners. And one of the things that we found was network marketing. And this changed our lives, because it sort of gave me a whole new lease on, so to speak, on life, and hope that something can actually work by you helping other people. And in return, you're going to reap the benefits and the rewards of helping these other people. I never really could understand the concept of that. In fact, I have a little story. When we got a tanning bed back in the day, when I had my salon, it was a very full service salon, and I had purchased a tanning bed, and for the first time in my life, I thought, my God, something else is making income from me, and I'm not doing a thing. People know that I have a tanning in my salon, and they come in and this machine is making me an income that I never thought I could have without doing it myself or with my own hands. And that got me kind of...
What a great point. That's a great way to look at something.
Yeah, and it sort of got my wheels turning. You know, your employees, yeah, they can make you money, but they also can lose your money as well. So that's another story for another day. But when I was introduced to this concept, I have a very open mind and I was very entrepreneurial. I looked at it in the respect that this was different. This was something I was afraid of, quite frankly. You know, I never thought that I could do something with something like this to work with other people. I've always come from an area of help. My wife is the same way. My wife was a school teacher for many years until we had children, and then she became a stay-at-home mom, which has worked out beautifully for us. And now our kids are graduated from college. My youngest son has a master's in bioengineering, and he's debt-free, and my other son graduated Suffolk with a marketing degree. And we're very, very proud of them. But anyway, all of this kind of leads up to, what do I do? Where do I go now with an extra income that will support us, not only for now, but for later on? And when I heard about residual income in a network marketing type of field, I was intrigued. And I'll admit, I was skeptical. Because I didn't know, and that's why. I didn't have enough information. I didn't have enough education. And as we went on in this business, traditional business, my wife and I sort of educated ourselves more and more about this concept. And quite frankly, it took us a while before we really sat down together and said, you know what? Let's do this. We don't have anything to lose, and that's the other big thing. To own a traditional business is huge, and I'm sure your friend has put a tremendous amount of money into his business, and probably has to put money in the business even though it's established.
The overhead is immense, he said.
Oh, it's just, you know, when I thought of, again, the product costs and the commissions and the insurance and everything I had to deal with, if I ended up with a triple net of 5% of what I put out, I was doing well. So you know, they're just a little statistics to, again, if you are an employee, to make yourself understand that your boss isn't probably quite as wealthy as you think he is.
Right.
But anyway, getting...
You said something. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but you said something interesting, and you know, about being, because network marketing has certainly, there's a lot of misconceptions around it, as we know, but at the end of the day, and you said there's a lot of times that I've heard you talk and we've talked, is that, and I think you'd agree, that a lot of, it starts with the open mind. You have to really say, you know what, don't assume, right? You don't want to assume anything.
Never.
And you want to look into other options out there. But I think one of the greatest things that's probably allowed you and your wife to be successful now with a newer, a different type of business, like network marketing, is because you had developed, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to this, whether not just business owners, employees too, but especially traditional business owners, you have developed skill sets you might take for granted. You might not even realize, like leadership skills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Self-motivation, self-reliance, adaptation, so you can adapt well, agility. Because in traditional business, as you know, you've got to be quick on your feet, you've got to always be on top of things, you have to be self-motivated, you'll be able to deal with the fires to put out. So I'm sure, and I guess I'm asking you, and this is something that I think my friend, I would pass on to him after asking you, but he may not even realize that he has probably more options as a traditional business owner than a lot of other people because he has developed skill sets that he can apply to something like a plan B, like network marketing, correct?
Absolutely, and that's what we did. we applied our skills of being traditional business owners, and we put it towards the knowledge that we developed with network marketing, and teaching those skills. And over the years, what we've taught our team, we've become stronger because of what we taught them. And we have people from every single profession and market that's out there. You know, you don't have to be a genius. You know, this is not rocket science. I'll tell you, it's just simply helping other people get what they want. And I think Zig Ziglar said that the best way. You know, if you help enough people get what they want, then you just automatically will get what you want.
That's right.
And I'm a firm believer in that. And as I said, because we have honed our skills with the particular company that we are in, being an entrepreneur and seeing other companies out there, you know, we decided to partner with this particular company that we feel has the most incredible compensation plan, and it's very duplicatable because Lisa and I make it that way. So if you have any fears, you know, this is something that if you talk to us, we can sort of allay those fears and explain to you on a step-by-step basis. You know, this is a profession, and it's very prestigious when you do it the right way and when you're with the right company. So I truly don't know if you're in another company or if other people are looking for something, but I would certainly be glad to even research something that you may be looking for as well.
Yeah, and you know, I like that. I know in the second part of this part of the podcast, you have some other really awesome things. We're going to really go in depth to some more things that are really going to be exciting and help a lot of people. So I won't give away too much of that here. But what I really liked about you and Lisa is just that, and you've said it too multiple times when you're building your business and your team. I mean, you guys really are of the belief that, you know what, you need to build your business from who you are, right, and align your strengths and what you had, your experience you've had in your life, and bring those to, I mean, to anything you do, but in this case, you know, a home business like you guys have in network marketing. And, you know, you're right, it's something that I think, tell me if I'm wrong, anybody can do it if they have the right attitude, the right mindset, they're open-minded, but they also have to realize, and this is something I know you guys are big educators on, that it's a new economy, right? We kind of live in the contribution economy today, where you really can apply who you are more so than ever before and build a very successful kind of, maybe I don't know if this is the right word, Jim, but lifestyle, like you guys are doing and what you're teaching other people to do. But that's what I like most about you guys, is you really work with people and show them that no matter what your background is, no matter what you might be going through, no matter what your frustrations are, you can, there is a better way, and there is another way, right? And so I don't want to give too much away what we're going to talk about on the next podcast. But is there anything else you want to talk about on this subject before we end this one?
Well, I think you're right as far as, you know, working with people, and again, the residual aspects of this business is absolutely phenomenal. I guess what I want to leave you with is that when Lisa and I are looking for a business partner, we're pretty fussy as far as who we want, because we feel and we understand and know this as entrepreneurs, you need to work with the right people. You know, this is not a six-month business. This is a lifetime, and you're going to share your lifetime with this other person or another business partner. You need to have the relationship with them. You want to be able to call them because you want to call them and have a conversation, not because you have to. So, again, when you're looking for a business, it's equally as important to establish that relationship with your business partner than it is to have a good compensation plan. So that's one of the things I did want to leave you with. And I want to tell you, Eric, we have a website out there. It's called Jim and
Lisa. Definitely share that and any other resources that you have where people can really get some help and get some more information.
Sure. We have other podcasts on our website, and I have articles that my wife and I have done and continue to do. So you can get more education on different aspects of the business. Also, there's a book, The Home Business Blueprint. So you can just go to our website, which is jimandlisasama.com. That's SAMA.com. And just put your email address in, and we'll send you right out the book. And this will give you sort of an idea and a concept of marketing itself. And if you're interested even in getting into this profession, and then we'll funnel it down and teach you more and more about it. But again, it's jimandlisasama.com. And if you need to get in touch with me, my cell number, which is always on, is 781-799-4608.
That's awesome. I love that you guys, it's funny, I've always said you guys are more like advisors as well. You really help people, regardless if they want to be in network marketing or work with you guys. I mean, you're really there as professionals, as experts, just sort of guiding people on the pathway that may be good for them or may not be. And I'll just leave with this, that next week we're going to talk in more in depth. I know some of the things anybody you want to cover is if you're thinking about something like network marketing, how do you choose the right team, right? In part two of this podcast, and how do you pick the right company and a company that's going to be there to last and a team that's going to be there for you and last, like you said.
That's
become almost a lifetime family of yours. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome, and I definitely tell everybody, if you're hearing this for the first time, and, we usually do these, Jim, every, 5 days or so, 7 days? We try and do a podcast at least once a week.
Yeah, we try and get one out a week, exactly.
Yep. And if you look for the part two, if it's on the website, then it's already done. If it isn't on the website, then we haven't completed it yet. But thanks again, everybody, for listening. Definitely check out JimandLisasama.com and just check out what they're doing and get more information regardless. Find out if this industry is even for you, what your options are. Jim and Lisa will help you anyway in that way. So I definitely look forward to part two, Jim. And I guess we'll talk to you soon.
I'm excited, Eric. Thanks so much for being on the call.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for answering my questions.
All right, and we'll talk soon.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Eric.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.